This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. The number again is 855-660-4261. Now, it's been a dreary couple days in this area, at least. It's supposed to have been raining most of the day, every day. I know that Thursday it said it was actually going to rain all day, Friday all day, Saturday most of the day, and parts of the day just we didn't get anything. We're starting to warm up just a little bit. Back up the next couple days into the mid-60s. So it'll be nice to enjoy the long weekend. That way we can get out there in the garden. Well, maybe get some things done. Finalize some things in the yard. Get some things cleaned up, etc. It's looking like, at least the temperatures this week starting to get pretty normal for this time of year. Low 60s and the 50s, so it should be a nice little week. You'll notice, obviously, with all this cloud cover and the dreariness, is your perennials are starting to fade, starting to get those brownish colors laying down, etc. I've noticed I have a couple areas where I have a bunch of hosta where they line a walkway. And they're just starting to get that brown around, and it's just time to say, all right, I think I'm going to just cut you all back, and we'll see you next year type thing. It's time to get started in that, getting cleaned up all over the place. Getting the beds ready for winter. We've talked about it many times in the past here. What do? We leave leaves in there? Do we clean it all out? Do we remulch? Do we put salt marsh hay? What do? We're getting to that point where it's kind of decision time. What do you want to do? Do you want to leave the leaves in there? Protect some of the plants that you have? Or do you want to get it nice and clean, remulch it for this time of year, so you're ahead of next year, and just get it going that way? Or, do you want to just kind of think about what you're going to do? Maybe it's clean the leaves for now and get the leaves ready to go back in there. If that's what you've decided this year, to put leaves around some of your perennial beds, some of your shrubs that are a little bit tender, ones that maybe you've just put in just for protection-wise. Or you're going to clean up that whole area. Really up to you on what you want to do. We've talked the many benefits of each one. There were times where we talked about some pine needles and saying, well, maybe the pine needles will change the acidity of the soil. Even at one point I was kind of touch and go with that one, but, through research and discussions, we found, you know, pine needles aren't really going to change much of the acidity, so maybe that's a good thing to use. Again, all up to you on these things. We can talk about that. We can talk a little bit more about lawn renovation. You still have a little bit of time to finalize some of that, you know, just based on the temperatures. And we're looking at it in the 60s for the next week. You still have some time to do that. So definitely thinking about that. Like I said, we talked about cutting back some perennials, getting those cleaned up. We can start, you know, at this point, you probably had your last harvest in the garden. We can start thinking about cleaning that area up. And suggesting that I've been talking about now for a bit is instead of, you know, just ripping everything out, maybe cutting back some of those plants just to about, you know, an inch above the ground. You know, your tomatoes, your peppers, your squashes, etc. You know, you've spent all summer fertilizing, putting all these nutrients into the soil, and there's still a root system in there. You know, there's still microbes in there working their way around, getting, you know, going. And with that possibility of leaving those microbes in there instead of just ripping them straight out of the ground, maybe it's going to be beneficial for you for next year. Or maybe it's thinking about putting some winter rye down. You know, winter rye is a popular seed that you put over the garden. It'll grow actually during the winter. It'll have green during the winter. It's kind of crazy that you see it. You can put that in the lawn, and then in the spring, till it in. You know, that's an option too. Anything you can do to get ahead for next year is really what we're looking at. You know, just thinking about, all right, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to get ahead, so next year we're ready. So just, you know, some thoughts. So think about what you can do there. We can discuss that more. You know, I've said it the past couple weeks, you know, maybe getting into the garage or shed, pulling out the snowblower, just doing, you know, pulling the cord, see if it starts right up, see if everything's all right. You know, because if you need to get serviced right now, is that time to do it. So you'll have it ready for that snowstorm. I don't plan on seeing snow till, 2021. It's probably going to be a January, February, March storm like normal. These past few years, we're going on 4 or 5 years here where maybe we see more snow in January. So we'll try to keep it that way. So definitely some things to think about with that. We can talk about anything you guys want today. One thing, you know, we talk about cleaning up different things and what we can use. We talk about salt marsh hay a lot. We don't talk about straw. Right now, a lot of people are using straw for decoration for the fall and Halloween themes outside, you know, using your straw. But some straw has a little bit of weed seeds in there. It's not the type that's going to just decompose and not have weeds. Whereas the salt marsh hay doesn't have any weeds. So that's why we talk about it a lot. Putting that in the garden, because you can leave it there, let it compost in, decompose, and you're not going to get weed seeds from it. So that's something to think about. Going forward of what you use, what you do, for, you know, your roses, some of your perennials that you might think are, you know, might get a little nervous about, some of the newer shrubs that you're thinking, all right, I want to do a little bit more this winter, to keep them protected. So those are a few things to think about, but, you know, one thing to really think about with that salt marsh hay is remember, and I know my father was talking about it for years upon years about waiting to put any salt marsh hay down until, about right after Thanksgiving. You know, we start putting it in out now, you know, the mice and the chipmunks and all the little guys that are looking for some place to stay over the winter. are, you know, they're looking right now, and you put that salt marsh hay around a plant now, you're just building a home for them. They got food with your plant, they've got shelter, and they'll have water with, you know, nature doing its thing. So it's really can do a lot of damage if you start to put it out now. So we talk about it now because a lot of times Thanksgiving, your garden centers don't have salt marsh hay. They don't have it just ready to go at that point. They might have some. Some do. But it's thoughts to get it done early. That way you can have it for when you need it. So it's something to think about. I know my father talked about it years upon years, saying get it early just because of that. So, you know, just a thought. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got 4 hours of show, so you got plenty of time to call in, and we'll do our best to help you out. Another thing you can be thinking about doing for this winter is going to our website at paulparent.com and signing up for our newsletter. A lot of great information comes out of that each and every week, so definitely take a look at it. So, you know, again, that's at paulparent.com. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can actually sign up for our newsletter. And if you have questions and it's not during the week, you know, not during the show, you can definitely email us there too in that spot. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I had a question via email this week in regards to blueberry bushes, that they had a very productive, great season. And what they wanted to know what they can do to prepare the bushes for next season. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because that's one where if you have fruit like this, you want to get protective over them. If you've had such a great season, because you want it to continue year after year. So this is something where you can look at and say, all right, for winterizing my blueberry plants, I want to look at it and say, all right, I need to clean it out a little bit, trim it back a little bit. And I'm not saying cut it back, like shape it wise. I'm looking at, you know, get rid of any of the damaged branches. They call them canes when it comes to a blueberry. So, you'd want to get rid of some of the damaged or anything that just doesn't look, you know, ideal for the situation. Also, any branches that are kind of like rubbing together, when they're, you know, when they've come up and they're really close, you don't want to, it can create some cankers. It can create some damage in between them. They will rub up against each other, break apart the outer layer of the branching, and could actually bring in insects easier. So you're kind of thinning it out a little bit, getting rid of some of the double canes that are next to each other, getting anything that had damage to it. You're looking to just help it thin it out a little bit for next season, okay? If you can figure out what the pH is at this point, just a simple pH kit or the pH like tester. They have ones that you hit a button, you put the soil probe into the soil, let it sit for a minute, and you can find out that. If it's something that needs to be more acidic, as blueberries love to be acidic. You can add some soil acidifier to allow that to get into the soil for next spring. Get it all nice and cleaned up and get it ready. This is one where you would want to actually add 4 to 6 inches of mulch or salt marsh hay to it to protect the lower parts, the plant itself. I'd be waiting a little bit of time before I did this. I might want to wait till the ground really is almost frozen. One of the things they do suggest is watering it, up until the ground freezes. So that's why I'd be waiting to put this mulch around there, because the mulch itself is going to hold a little bit of water up on the top. We want it to get down into the root system. One of the reasons why we want to put mulch or salt marsh hay or something around blueberry plants is blueberry's root system is actually closer to the surface. It's not one that has deep tap roots where it's going down, 12, 18 inches. These are going to be closer, maybe in the top 6 inches. So it's something to think about. That's why we talk about putting mulch on top of it or anything along those lines to protect it. Because being so close, that freeze, that flash freeze, frost that gets into the ground is going to hit those roots a little bit easier because they're right there. So it's something that protecting your blueberries when they're in the ground, that's why you want to use about 4 to 6 inches of mulch or salt marsh hay. Think about it. If you've had great season with your blueberries, it's all about protecting them into the next season. And that's why we're talking about this right now, just to be ready for next year. If you produce a lot of blueberries or fruits that have more acidic type soils that you would want, I do suggest just getting a simple pH reader, one that's digital where you can actually put it into the ground. You hit a button and it will pop up and show you the acidity, because we're looking for very low acidity in blueberries to get more and higher production. So that's why I would look at getting it right now to check that, so you can get ready for next year by adding a soil acidifier. Espoma has a product called a soil acidifier just for this reason. So something to think about to get ready for next year. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Value Voter Summit in Washington, President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria, and wants an immediate meeting of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State. Turkey's actions are now facing international condemnation. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're starting to get ready for winter here. You know, winter is definitely on its way. We've had some cold temperatures. We're going to warm up a little bit this week, then it's going to go back to cold. So it's definitely getting started here. You know, we've had our late fall warm up last week. We had, I believe it was last week or the week after, we had you know, some 80 degrees. Now we're getting into those normal fall temperatures in the 60s, 50s, getting ready. So it's getting rid of short weather, going into the long pants weather. So it's not my favorite time of year. I could wear shorts all year if I could. But it's getting to that point where it's winter. Winter is definitely here. It's not here. It's definitely coming. So times is something to think about. What do we do with this winter? You know, what should we be doing? We definitely should be getting ready to get everything, put to bed. You know, is it cleaning up any of the dead on some of your trees and shrubs? Yeah, definitely should be looking at that. Getting the areas cleaned out, remulched, getting the root system covered up. Definitely should be thinking about that. What I'd like to see you do is, we've had, at least in my area, and I think out there in most of New England, yesterday and the day before, it was pretty windy. I mean, we were having some 40-mile-an-hour winds. You could hear some of the trees creaking and cracking as they were going in the wind. You're getting a little bit nervous. I know around my house I had a bunch of branches fall down. A bunch of, more leaves started to fall because of the weather. With the cooler weather, having some rain, and then having that wind really pushing everything. You know, take a look and see if any of those branches or anything that has done some damage to any of your plants, or is it something where, you know, it kind of showed where one of your trees are a little weaker, You know, you have leaf coverage all season, and you can't see, you know, some damage maybe that's in a tree. There's a tree next to the house here that part of the branching. Couldn't see it most of the season. It all looked fine. It just fell during that windstorm, and now it's kind of exposed. All right, there's an area that should be cleaned up, and there was a little bit more damage. You're kind of starting to see those things. So is it time to get out the chainsaw and clean it up yourself, or is it out time to get like a arborist or a tree guy or girl over to the house to take a look at it? Now, winter is actually a really good time for arborists to come to the house and do some work, especially pruning of some trees. They can actually see the branching, the cross branching, everything like that a little bit better. So it's something to be thinking about. If you're thinking about, oh, you know, next year I need somebody to come in and do some work in the trees and clean up, etc., maybe get on that list now, or maybe even see if they can do it over the winter. Some companies will shut down, but some tree companies will actually do more tree work in January, February, if the temperatures allow it, if the weather allows it, because they can see a lot easier. So just a thought on that. You know, different companies will do different things. So, you know, they don't all stay open all winter, but it is a good time to do it, or early spring. So if you're thinking about doing some of these, you know, pruning, tree work, get on that list, even if it's for next spring at this point. That way you're ahead of it, so you can start fresh next year when it comes to it. So just something to think about, getting ahead. I know I wish, you know, I always think about it, and then I'm like, oh, I'll just call in the spring. And then I get into spring, and I'm like, oh, I'll just call in the summer. And then the summer hits, oh, I'll just call in the fall. It's one of those things. But if you get yourself on the list, that would really be good to get it set up. Now, another thing that we can really be thinking about is protecting our evergreens for the winter. And one of those things that we can do is use product out there from Bonite called Wilt Stop. Now, were last year's windy, cold winter months tough on your outdoor plants? Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonite's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging wind out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonite's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size, 40-ounce ready to use, and in a pint, quart, and gallon concentrate size. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath is available in a pint ready to use for easy application to your live seasonal decorations. Bonite products are made in America. Wilt Stop is available at these fine stores. You can find them at Cataldo Nursery in Littleton, Massachusetts, Whitney's Farm Stand in Cheshire, Mass., and Jed's Hardware in Holden, Mass., or go to bonite.com to find a retailer near you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Julie's in Pennsylvania near Reading.
All right, Julie, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm so glad to be up in time to catch you.
Perfect.
Okay. I have a bunch of little questions about timing. On perennials, like the plant perennials type thing,
yep.
Is it better to transplant them like now or wait till spring?
So a lot of people do either. What's happening now is they're getting in, you know, put into the root system. All the energy is going back into it. So, you know, it is cooler weather at this point. So you can definitely do it, or you can do it early spring. Problem with, early spring is you don't know exactly where all the perennials are. because you're, you know, everything's down into the ground with the majority of it. So you're wondering, all right, what do I, you know, where is the plant? So right now you kind of know where it is because the leaves are starting to die back and there's still a plant there. So you can do it at this point and move it around. Or if you want to wait till early spring, what I suggest is maybe getting you know, a little garden stake or a marker to put in the ground where the perennial is that you want to move in the spring. So that way in the spring, if there's nothing there, you actually know where to go. One thing I do suggest using, anytime you do any transplanting or planting, Espoma has a product called Biotone Starter. It helps with transplant shock. So anytime something's getting planted or dug up like that, it will actually help it make that change to the next spot. So I think it would definitely be beneficial to use that. But again, either time, I like to do spring just because you have more of the season to get it into the ground and get it ready. But if it's one of those things where you need to move it now, you can do it, and it's not going to be harmful.
Okay. Now, can I ask you some more questions?
Sure. Keep on going.
Okay. Way back when, I have a lot of ivy, and I was kind of incapacitated for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So the ivy has gotten lumpy. Now, I was able to keep it from growing out in the grass, you know, but as far as the middle sections, someone had told me that you can mow over ivy. Did you ever hear that?
I mean, you can, but if you get real close and real low, especially to the main area of it, you can do more damage than good. I personally wouldn't, you know, unless you're really trying to get rid of it. If you're trying to, what happens with a mower when it comes to a vine like that is it's going really quickly, and it's almost like using hedge trimmers on like a yew bush. It cuts everything really quickly and doesn't make nice clean cuts. Sometimes it'll leave like ragged edges instead of a nice clean cut, so it's opening up for different things. So I personally wouldn't. I would, if I'm looking to cut it, maybe cut it with pruners, or even if you need to edge it out, sometimes a nice flat shovel will actually make a nice cut onto those nice and easy. But I personally wouldn't mow it.
Okay. Do I have time for another one?
Yeah, keep on going.
Okay. Now, I have some bare spots in the grass. Now, is it better to put stuff there in the fall or in the spring?
Well, I would definitely put some down now if you could.
Okay.
And the spring again. It's one of those things where in college they had said to me that you know, if you have an area that's open and you don't put any grass seed down, weed seeds have nothing to compete with. So the weed seeds are just going to start to take over. So by putting something down now and then again in the spring, you're actually going to help fill in those areas so weed seeds can't germinate as easily. It keeps them away. We use that thought process as well throughout the season. You know, the rule of thumb out there is don't plant anything or grass seed or plants in the heat of the summer. Well, that's, you know, not completely true. If you can take care of watering, you can take care of the plant, get them in a nice soil, etc., it can still be done. Same thing with the lawn. In the lawn, in the summer, the weeds love it because they like that the heat. Now, if you don't have seed around it, the weed seeds are just going to take over, and it's kind of the same thing any other time of the season. If there's no grass seed down there to compete with, the weeds are just going to take over. So you still have time at this point. You can take like a nice ryegrass. That ryegrass has a quicker germination, you know, more of like a 10 to 14 days versus a 14 to 21 days. So you can put that down to try and fill those areas up and then I'd do it again in the spring just to get a nice thicker area. So you still have time. You can put down a starter fertilizer with the grass seed to get it going, so it'll get stronger quicker for you.
Okay. Now, concerning roses, I have two rose plants that are, they have to be over 100 years old. They were my grandmother's, and I'm old, so, you know, they're old. Now, she used to have such beautiful roses, and what she would do is she would put coffee grounds around them.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's definitely something that a lot of people have talked about doing. You can actually do that without an issue. You don't want to just keep dumping them week after week after week. You spread it out over some time. But you can definitely use it. If you want to hang on the line, we can go over this a little bit more. We're going to go to a break, and we can talk a little bit more. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Julie. A bunch of different questions, a lot of great questions. And the final question was, I don't know if it's final. If we have more, we have more. We can continue. But it was in regards to coffee grinds and putting them around rose bushes. Now, coffee grinds around rose bushes, what you want to do is you want to use the coffee grinds you've made for coffee. You don't want to put them directly out where they're, you know, still dripping wet from that. You want it to dry out a little bit. I'm not talking about, you know, leaving it out and drying it out for days. I'm not talking that long. You just don't want it to be still soaking. Just it's a little bit easier to use. Now, there's multiple ways to use it. You can actually just sprinkle it right around the roses and put it into, you know, kind of mix it into the soil a little bit. Or what you can do is use a bunch of it, like a half a pound, into a 5-gallon pail of water and kind of mix that together. And then pour that onto the roses. During the growing season, you can do that about twice a month. Now, what do the coffee grinds do? Coffee grinds will do a couple things. They're high in nitrogen, so the nitrogen will help green them up a bit. What it also does is it will actually help take the pH from neutral to acidic over time. Roses will need a acidic soil. they'll use neutral to acidic, but that will help. The coffee grinds also create like a, it's almost like a compost working in it. It will help loosen up the soil a little bit, and let the roots grow a little bit. There are even thoughts out there that say some pests are repelled by it. Is that completely true? I haven't seen that part, but I've, heard some things out there on that. So you just want to think about it and not put too much of the coffee grinds. You don't want to do it too often because you can make it very acidic soil. You want to keep it that neutral to acidic. So looking in the 5 range of your pH, you're not looking at something where it's going to be, 4s or lower. And that could happen by constant use of this. But definitely you can use them to help affect the growth in your roses.
Okay. Now, I actually have 2 more questions about this.
Sure,
now, these are tea roses.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have another one. Now, they weren't doing hybrids back 100 years ago, I assume. Were they?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I wouldn't say it's 100 years, but you're getting more and more of them now. Than you were before.
Well, one is just a pink, a pale pink. But now the other bush is, the flower is basically yellow, but the edges are sort of tinged with a pink.
Okay. And now, are they always, tinted that way, or is it just at certain times of the season?
Oh, gee, I didn't notice that, but I can't really say, but it seems like every time I look at them, I'm seeing just a touch of pink at the edges.
Okay.
And they don't help.
No, there are definitely types of roses that do that with have a touch of pink on the end with yellow. There are so many different shades to the roses, so I would think that that would be fine. If you were starting to see some issues in the leaves, or in the, stems, I'd be more concerned. But I think with the color of the rose, I think you're definitely fine.
Okay. Now, if I also put mulch around them for the winter,
mm-hmm.
How deep should that be?
About 4 to 6 inches, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
I'd probably say 4 to 6 inches is the rule of thumb.
Okay. And in the fall, how far down should I prune them?
I wouldn't prune them straight back all the way to the ground. Usually the best time to plant is in the, to prune is going to be in the spring to get the new canes ready for that year. So that's kind of where I'd leave it. Maybe get rid of any of the dead and damaged at this point. But I'd definitely wait till about April 15th to get going with that. I got to go to a break. Hopefully that helped, Julie. Have a great one.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. I come from an athletic background. I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.